Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. More than 49,000 General Motors plant workers are going on strike tonight after their contract expired last night without a deal. United Auto Workers Union Vice President Terry Dittus says workers have sacrificed enough.
When General Motors was facing bankruptcy, our members and the American taxpayer stood up and made the hard choices and sacrifices and save this company.
They're striking over unresolved issues, including wages, health care, and profit sharing. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and water cannon at pro-democracy activists, throwing homemade explosives and setting fires in a 15th week of clashes. But NPR's Julie McCarthy reports elsewhere in the city, demonstrators stuck to their making demands loud and clear.
The vast majority of them had assembled peacefully, if boisterously, chanting shouts like, "Resist Beijing, liberate Hong Kong." And through the day, protesters brandishing American flags, repeatedly sang the American national anthem. So there is a turn and a twist here to these demonstrations that seem very visibly turning to Western governments for their help. They want their liberties, and they want the autonomy that China promised them.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Hong Kong. Saudi Arabia is working to restore operations at two major oil facilities after yesterday's drone strikes cut output in half. Houthi rebels in Yemen claim responsibility, but the Trump administration is accusing Iran of an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Turkey says it's received a second shipment of missile defense equipment from Russia. Terry Schultz reports Ankara purchased the missile system over the protests of the U.S.
Ankara says it's going ahead with activating its S-400 anti-aircraft system, despite threats of sanctions from the U.S. for choosing to install Russian equipment that will be excluded from linking up with NATO's missile defense program. After the first battery was delivered in July, Washington suspended Turkey's partnership in the development of the F-35 fighter jet. The U.S. and NATO believe the S-400 system and the teams of Russian personnel that will be needed to launch and run it will allow the Kremlin to collect information on NATO capabilities. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he plans to discuss purchasing U.S. Patriot missiles in addition to the S-400 when he meets President Trump later this month. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR News. More than 80 migrants are now on the Italian island of Lampedusa after being rescued at sea. The new Italian government allowed them to disembark, saying other EU countries agreed to take in most of them. Italy's previous government blocked access to migrant rescue vessels. Doctors in Zimbabwe are threatening to go on strike over low wages. As Ish Mafandikwa reports from Harare, the threat follows the abduction last night of the president of the Zimbabwe Health Doctors Association.
Dr. Peter Magombe sent a message to his colleagues saying he had been taken from his Harare home by three men. The doctors demonstrated against what they described as an attempt to intimidate them into accepting a 60% pay increase offer, which they have rejected. Dr. Jonathan Fernandez was part of the march.
I have never been one for strikes. I feel that the strikes injure the people even more. But I feel like we are getting to a point where we have no choice. We have absolutely no option.
The current strike is the fourth pay-related work stoppage by the doctors since the coming to power of President Emmerson Mnangagwa in November 2017. For NPR News, I'm Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
Tunisia is holding a presidential election, its second democratic vote since the 2011 uprising that sparked the Arab Spring. 26 candidates, including two women, are running, all promising to boost the country's flagging economy and fight Islamic extremists. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.